And welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio here on PodunkRadio.com. We're here at the Brian Jackson Fest hanging out, not necessarily with a band this time, per se, but I'm hanging out with our good buddy Ian.
That's me.
Who you know from the Cutthroat Metalcast previously. Fuck it, it's on Metal Zone. One way or another, it's getting back on Metal Zone.
It'll be back on Metal Zone, hopefully soon.
I get it, though. I mean, like, maybe it was a glitch on the website, but again, we haven't really done anything in a while.
We haven't, I mean... We've all been busy.
Yeah.
Every single one of us, the holidays, music, you know, it's been one hell of a ride so far.
Well, I said that when we were doing, when I was after the holidays leading up to the takeover of Podunk. I'm not fair. I said, you know, I named all the shows we do. I said, you know, we'll get back to the metal one soon. We've just been really busy.
Yes.
Which I actually, not a metal guy, but I actually like that show a lot. It's fun. It's different.
It's because it's just... a bunch of guys hanging out, having fun, just talking about random ass shit.
And we're just
destroying our fucking scene.
Yeah, we don't care. Fuck them. No, that's the cool thing about it. We are really just like, whatever. Fuck them. And that's the thing about, you know, the metal thing, because today everybody's kind of united. There's a couple of bands that should have been playing, metal bands, but we got OSF and Church Girls. And what was the one earlier? Mindscar?
Mindscar's playing actually right now.
What was the one that was playing earlier?
We had Tyrannophobia over here.
That was Tyrannophobia. That's right. Okay. Metal bands, I don't know. But no, it's cool because I'm friends with you and Scott. Me and Scott are really tight, me and you are really tight.
Yep.
We get the, you know, I came up with the idea. I'm like, look, let's do a metal cast for you guys and for me, and it'll be different, and we can promote metal.
Yeah.
Because we do need more people at the metal shows, too. That's why I like to mix the punk and metal shows together, so
exactly.
We can get more people.
We do need more metal diverse bands around the scene, though, too.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of metal. It's like almost too much. There's too much metal sometimes.
There is. I mean, Tyrannophobia, they're good, great friends of ours. Of course, us, Nation of Decay.
Yeah.
You got Venomous Fiction out from Okeechobee.
Yeah, I don't really... So, I mean, they're here, but they're not here in a way, I'll say that.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not locally
but
here, but
to be 100% honest, they are a local band.
Oh, yeah.
They play a lot of local shows with us.
Well, and they do support, you know, a lot of stuff we're doing together with them. So they're cool guys, too.
Exactly.
And ladies. Cool ladies. I don't think we've really done anything since the Poorhouse, have we?
Right after the Poorhouse incident.
We did one? Oh, yeah, we talked about it.
Because you guys did one without me. I was missing that one episode.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I came back to the next episode, and we didn't even get into it.
Right. And then Scott did a couple interviews with his phone while I was doing other stuff.
Yeah, he was doing a few here and there.
That's good, though.
He did, I cannot remember the name of the band at all right now.
And that's the thing about this, too, with the metal cast. It's not just the show we do. That's kind of like a brand where that's our metal show. But, like, if you and Scott are at it, hosting a metal thing, and you're at it, and Scott's at it, Nation's at it, and you guys are interviewing people, I want you guys to have the capability to do it without having me have to be there all the time. And with your phones and stuff, it's really easy. Just send me the audio, and I'll edit it up and fix it or whatever.
Exactly.
And I like that because, you know, I'm usually running around doing other stuff. You're running around doing other stuff. But it's good because I think a lot of people will like the show because it's metal.
Yep.
We play stuff. I'm thinking we're going to cut it down to an hour because we don't really need to be on for 2 hours.
Yeah. 2 hours was a little...
It was fun,
was
but
a little much.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we can knock it out in about... Yeah, in an hour. We can knock it out in about an hour and do pretty good. Like, that's the formula I've been using the whole time for my other stuff. So, I think that'll be fine. But it's a lot of fun. Like, it's cool because... Well, you guys have a lot of knowledge in that stuff. I don't, so I come in and, you know, as the outside guy going, I fuck that band. not any of the local bands, but, like, whatever playlist you fuckers come up with.
Yeah.
And I told people that the show really was 50-50 or 50, not 50, like, 75. Like, it was you and Scott were running it. As far as you came up with the name, you guys did the image. You guys get the playlist together, and I give a big shout-out for that on the air, because I said you guys did all that hard work for that, and all I had to do was edit and be on it, and I was cool with that.
Yep.
And I like that. You guys did a great job putting together music and what do you guys want to talk about, and I think that's fucking great, because
we try
I don't
to be
have
organized
to do it.
With it.
Otherwise, it would turn into, what are we talking about? Fuck, I don't know, dude, you know, and it would turn into, I don't like that fucking guy either. I know, right? And we just start, like, pissing people and shit. So, you guys kept it on track, so thank you.
Yes.
And I like Metal Zone, too. I think it's a cool station for what it is. I think they're doing a good job for what it is up in Melbourne. Yep. And they really care about music like the rest of us.
I'd say Jason's doing a great job with it.
Jason's a good guy. He really busts his ass on that station.
Oh, yeah.
I always said this station was better, not better than Podunk, but better than Not For Air, because it's almost like, it almost would be like an FM station, but uncensored.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the quality is really good. And it's, you know, like, he has a really good way of doing live acts. He wants to be at every live show and sponsor it. I'm kind of like, I might go. Fuck him.
I've
seen everybody in town,
honest,
though.
To be 100% honest, I am actually very bad about going out to local shows.
Unless you're playing.
But because I do have, you know, some issues left and right here. I got, you know, my girlfriend still doesn't have a driver's license, so I have to, you know, I have to kind of cater to her. So. I have to spend some time doing that. Then, you know, either, you know, just my job being how physical it is, it's very exhausting. I come home late at night and I'm ready to crash. So it's kind of like I have a couple of issues. I mean, I still even have some issues getting to band practice sometimes. So.
Right. But, yeah, but like what I was saying with Metal Zone, they were really good about it looks like it'd be an FM station. Like, their quality of, as far as professionalism, looks like that. Meanwhile, me, I'm like, Not For Air. Fuck.
That's always how it's been.
That's what
metal
it's been.
Metal Cats, the same thing. Fuck, shit.
Well,
yeah.
But, you know, you see me, you're like, oh, that guy. But with Podunk, I kind of keep it like that, too, because it is an underground punk rock station.
It is.
It is, like, completely, like, DIY. I mean, look at my fucking sign.
I know. It's made out of paint and looks like some, like, kind of...
It's foam. It's a foam board, yeah. And I just spray painted it. Look, Mad Dog would be proud right now. Serious. Mad Dog would be like, that's fucking punk, bro. And I'm like, thanks, dude. But he ain't here to help me this year.
Nope.
He's up in Asheville.
He's gone, man. The scene kind of... It misses him. It really does.
Yeah.
Him and Bailey need to come back.
He's in fucking building a shed. Out of pallets.
He could come back and build it here.
It's too hot here, I think, now.
Yeah, I know.
Nah, dude, I'm happy for him up there. He's happy in Asheville. People treat him right. He's got a scene up there. Good for him. We're doing all right. I'm carrying on in a way. I'm kind of trying to do what he was doing.
Yep.
I mean, Maybe not quite the same way, but...
We do miss Mad Dog. We do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was definitely the guy. You know, when he came into the room, it put a smile on your face.
Yeah, because he went to the shows. He'd be here now if he was here.
Exactly.
I know he would, but it all worked out now. I mean, we're here. We got our own metal station here now with Metal Zone. We got our own punk station now down here.
Yep.
So, you know, we're working on, like, a nice thing. Fuck FM. We can do what we want.
Exactly.
We're playing punk. We're playing metal. You know, I always play Nation of Decay.
I don't know why, but, you know.
Well, the one or two songs you actually recorded.
Half of the band is recording right now. The other half is going to be there tomorrow.
In fact, one of the recordings was just off a cell phone, I think. So I just used that.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
It sounded like
it's about as quality as fucking my show. What do I care? Not Podunk, Not For Air. Podunk has better quality than Not For Air.
Yeah.
Not For Air is probably the lowest thing on Podunk. But I'm okay with that. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's my show, but yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck them. But no, dude, I'm happy. Like, it's a good day. This is a nice fest. I'm glad you're hanging out.
Next year we could be on it.
I hope so, too. I think it'd be good. Who do you see so far that you're, like, super happy to see, excited about?
The food trucks.
Yeah.
Oh, the food trucks, man.
Did you have that Mike's Turnpike? That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I had the, sausage and peppers.
Okay. I went to Woody's and had a regular, they call it a mofo burger.
Oh, yeah?
And the burger's actually really good. It's a cheeseburger. They have a special sauce on it, which is pretty much Big Mac sauce on it. And their logo is...
They ain't special and everybody starts using it.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't it like Thousand Island dressing?
Pretty much, yes.
Fuckers.
That's pretty much all it is. It's, you know, paprika.
My mind.
Dill, you know, I mean, it's shit like that. But yes, Thousand Island dressing is pretty much the best way to describe it.
Right. Fucking McDonald's.
Fucking McDonald's.
I like Burger King's, like, we got a Big King, something like it's a fucking McWhopper.
Yeah, pretty much. All it is, their BK King is just a Big Mac.
Yeah, that's
all
Big
it
Mac.
Is.
Now it's the Big McWhopper.
Is it?
No, I'm going to call it that.
Oh, you're going to call it that. All right.
Big McWhopper sounds awesome.
It does. It really does.
We should make our own fucking food. You think I should, like, charge a cover to come through here?
Should, you know?
No, I don't really do
that. Dollar every time.
Yeah, right? You know what I just realized?
We're not on?
No, the button's not on. Hold on. Hit that red button for me.
Nope, we're not getting nothing.
All right, so somewhere fucked up.
Someone unplugged something. They got power right there.
There we are.
Yeah, we got power back here.
All right, we're good. I was wondering. Dude, this works out. Everybody else's lights lit up my light. I was looking at it going, why is this thing not glowing? And I don't know why. Like, motherfucker.
At least we got power back now.
Yeah, I think we should definitely, we'll talk to Scott and hopefully get the group back together and do the cutthroat and promote more metal shows and whatever else we want.
Hopefully sometime late January, maybe early February.
Maybe February, yeah.
I would probably say February,
rush it right
now. We got some shows coming up. So.
Oh, okay, good, yeah.
Matter of fact, we just actually won Best Metal Band for the OSCE Awards.
The fuck is that?
It's down at Church Hills in Miami.
Oh, you guys got all the votes?
We have the highest votes, as we counted. He also messaged us on Facebook, told us, hey, come down to Miami. You guys are one of the top four nominees. I did all the counting and stuff like that. We're hitting like 90 votes now. And then you have Shadow Reborn, which is that vampire, Black Veil Bride.
Aren't they the ones that played over at Oceanside with us once and we made fun of them?
Yeah,
I'm still doing it now.
They're second place.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. I want to play guitar.
Yes, that's awesome. Spot on, bro. Yeah, that's cool. No, congratulations on that.
We have that.
I think I tried voting and I ended up doing some hip-hop thing and I'm like, I don't care anymore. I just stopped.
Yeah, they have there's a lot of like different artists. They have a hip hop artist.
I'm lazy. Once
artists,
I run into something,
artists,
I'm
DJs.
Out. I wonder if I can get podcast
or radio be the only
show.
Candidate.
That's fine.
You'd win an OSCE.
I'm the only fucking one that didn't tap out yet.
Yeah, right.
All right, here's how it works, right? When you got you got regular FM people like DJs, which I have no problem with.
Yep.
They're no longer doing that. Their show or their station goes under like the buzz, whatever happens. They go to try to do a podcast, right? That's fine. They realize that even though they were getting paid to do radio, they're not getting paid now.
Exactly.
You need sponsors. Okay. In order to have the equipment at a station, you have to have sponsors maybe sometimes to run a show that isn't picked up.
Yep.
They run out of sponsors. They get sick of doing it. They're over. Justin McFashis has had no sponsors except for SupportSt.LucieCounty.com. Mm-hmm.
You're going on, what, 5-6 years now, right?
Yeah, 5 years. It's going to be 6 years this year. Podunk's been around for about 3 or 4.
Yeah. You've been going for 6 almost.
It's going to be 6, yeah. So we had, like, no sponsors and no nonsense. And I managed to keep fucking going regardless of no money.
Yep.
And now I'm running a station. So hang in there.
Somewhere.
If you really want to do this, to do it, not because I want to be a super internet nerd and get famous.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. They keep walking by. I'm like,
can't help us there, listening. Dude.
You can really do it. It's not, I mean, you know, I'm there with you and Scott, and it's fun. Like, it's not hard. We just talk about stuff.
I mean, it's, to be 100% honest, you know, we got that going. We're going to get the metal cast going.
Yeah.
I've actually started, I'm going to get ready to start doing a hockey one, yeah.
The one I told you to do, like I said,
yeah, I went and got all the equipment that I
picked. So you're actually going to do a hockey cast.
Yeah, it's going to be for just one team. It's not going to be all 30 of them that I was originally going to do.
I thought you were just going to watch games and talk shit.
No, I'm pretty much just going to, you know, do like news, information, trades, whatever, injuries. Pretty much just talk about my team.
I'll come on.
So
I don't watch hockey. I'll come on it.
Yep.
And like make it look bad. That's cool. Whatever. You know what? I have yet to be interviewed ever for, like...
someone else's podcast?
I never. I have never got any... I got one press my entire life, and that was for the New Times.
Yeah.
Broward New Times. They wrote one article when we were, like, at our peak, about 2012. There was, like, me, two other guys, a girl. That's when I had the whole group. And, like, a photographer and a guy from out of state. I had, like, this army built up to do the, you know, not for... it was all just not for air. And then it imploded. And then I just started doing it by myself, and that's, like, 3 years by myself, and I'm fine. I don't want to do that again. But I never actually got to be on anybody else's show, so it's, like, I just promote myself, and I'm a whore.
Well, I'll bring you on mine.
And it'll have nothing to do about music at all. And I'll be like, yeah, hockey.
Hockey, hockey, hockey. They play with what? A ball, right?
Yeah. You talk about how bad the Dolphins are as much as I like them. They won against the Patriots.
That's our Super Bowl.
That was our Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The sheer fact that, look, and I like Carolina. I'm glad they did really well. I'm really glad they lost one because right now the only team that ever had the Super Bowl and the undefeated season is the 1972 Miami fucking Dolphins.
Uh-huh.
That's all we fucking have. Leave us
Don
alone.
Don Shula is probably still sitting there celebrating to this day.
I would be too.
We still owe the New York Giants, you know, some a parties, champagne, whatever, for right. stopping the Patriots that one year. Man, fucking power just keeps going in and out.
What is? I know.
Power just keeps going in and out.
Someone somewhere is fucking up.
Yeah. They're unplugging something somewhere. Because that whole road just went out, and now we're out.
Oh, this ain't working out.
Nope.
Shit.
Someone's got to get their shit together here.
Hey, I got a strip. I did my job.
Yep. You got enough battery life here?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on that.
Hopefully.
We'll just sit here all night and do this. I don't care. Shit. I can't wait to see people trying to skateboard in the fucking dark.
He went over it like it was nothing.
I'd be on the ground dead.
Oh, I would have.
I
would have
fucked up by now.
I could skateboard, but man, I would have hit that and I would have went face first. Oh, we're
there
back.
We are. It keeps somewhere. All right, we're back. That's all right. I'm expecting just whatever.
It'll probably be like this for the rest of the night.
This is a great event, though, so I'm not complaining.
It is. I'm enjoying myself.
I
wish we would have been playing, but I'm enjoying myself.
Well, this
a
thing
lot.
Probably isn't going to be part of the event interviews. It's just us hanging out. I'm just going to put it on Podbean anyway.
Exactly.
Like we always do. But yeah, I got all the episodes on Podbean, the Cutthroat. They're all up there.
I still listen to them left and right.
Yeah, I'm still putting them out.
I sit there and reminisce, going, God damn, I wish we could do that again.
We'll do it again soon. We'll figure out something.
We'll have it going one day.
Well, now I got another show I'm on, too, now, I'm doing.
Do you really?
I'm doing this show. It's a station called Death Rock Radio out of Tampa.
You now have, what, 642 podcasts, right, going?
No, this guy beats me on there. So this guy, his name's DJ Rivethead, right? He's like a DJ, like, you know, like he does, like, goth, industrial, new wave.
Okay.
He's like respectable stuff.
Yeah.
Like in the castle in Tampa. So it's like the goth stuff. I like that. My wife likes it. So I'm checking it out. I'm like, oh, you're in Tampa. And he's like, oh, another DJ. Nice to meet you. Cheers. I'm like, cool. Nice to meet you too. I'm over in the Florida East Coast. Like, is it that? No, I don't think it's
no,
that.
No, it's coming from wherever that is coming from.
That's coming from over there, but.
But yet, these guys are on, but I think they're running off a generator.
They are running a generator, and somebody else is running.
Well,
so
we have a problem here
anyway, but so anyway, it's just
no,
this.
We're back.
So it's a station, and what they do is they put it on SoundCloud and stuff. But it's not SoundCloud; it's Mixcloud, I think.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's run by DJs, so it's a little bit different. And what they do is, I'm like, hey, that's cool. I want to do like do one shot and I'll do like a horror punk. But instead of being like how me and Nicole do it where we're talking all the time,
yeah.
I'm just like, here's a couple songs, play them, here's a couple songs. Like actual like DJ stuff, not how I normally would do a whole thing. And it's fun. So I have that show, I have Not For Air, I have Underground Horror Radio, I have Cutthroat, and the Caffeinated, the one I do at Starbucks with my buddies.
Yeah.
So we have all those. This guy owns the station, Death Rock, right? He has a different mix almost every other week, plus other ones, plus he actually beat me. At one time, I was going for like 7. I had a video YouTube gaming show. I was going to do a beer podcast. I had the coffee podcast. I had Not For Air podcast, Not For Air radio. I mean, I had fucking... Now,
you got a lot, man.
Now I run a whole station. So
yeah.
What I want to do is I want to find other people to do shows and put them on the station myself,
yeah.
Like some punk stuff. Maybe something like the stuff they do at Flaunt and Respectables.
Yeah.
Maybe to get the indie kids kind of into it.
To be 100%, I'd like to get back down to Respectables and play there.
Yeah.
I mean, we did that Misfit show.
That was awesome. It was raining.
We played in the backyard, you know.
That is a good spot, though, normally. Like
It was, but at the same time, it wasn't. It was a pain in the ass to get our equipment in there.
Yeah.
With everybody being there, everybody's equipment being in the way. And you're playing on a stage that's the size of a pallet.
It was a pallet.
So
it's two pallets.
It was too small for, but for me. I'm never on stage, so it was fine for me. I was hanging out in the crowd. I was moshing. So.
That's what you do. You walk around and.
But I'd like to play on the inside or on that big ass stage that they got.
Inside, they usually do that for certain type. Depends on the event.
Exactly. But it'd still be nice to play inside.
Yeah.
Here, I want to play an outside event. I love outside events. Actually, we're playing one in 2 weeks. We're playing at Taco Metal Fest. I believe it's an outside event.
Where's that at?
It's down in Fort Lauderdale at the Creepy Tiki.
Oh, I know Creepy Tiki. All right.
We have that in 2 weeks. We got the Oski Awards that we're actually playing one song for next week, next Friday. And then I think we have that Warrior Brotherhood, Metal Brotherhood or whatever. The first weekend of February.
All
right. So, right at Oceanside.
So you guys are busy. Oh, yeah, I think. Yeah, I saw it one time. Everybody was sponsoring it. Now there's nothing on it. I'm like.
It's pretty much just the Warrior Metal Fest. The sponsor is going to be Colcock. Because us and Venomous Fiction are sponsored by them. So
all right.
Pretty much.
Is that the one with Dead Between the Walls or is that a different one?
I want to say yes.
Then that's the one I thought not for air. Scott posted one flyer early on and now it's.
I can't remember who's all on that show at the moment.
I don't care.
I've been drinking, so.
I might pop by. I don't know. Depends on what I'm doing. Well, no, I got the Morbid Movies thing down in Lake Worth I do.
Yep.
Where they show the classic horror flicks.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm starting to observe here.
There we go.
I want to know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Keep spiking. Someone's running something. This is nothing. I got to say this is.
That's not enough power to trip anything.
No.
So.
Yeah. How you doing?
Are you guys doing right now?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. Interviewing.
You having fun?
Yeah, dude. So far, so good.
How's your drink? How's your drink going?
Yeah, strong. And
there you go.
Just as good.
What you got?
Jack.
There you go.
He's got a Lemmy, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a Lemmy.
I'm fucking losing my mind.
Losing my mind.
Sexual snipers. People shoot bullets from across the land. I'm cooking something.
Have fun.
Have fun.
That's the first time someone's ever walked up and goes, hey, you're not for air, right?
Not for air.
No?
That's a first for damn sure.
Fuck if I know. Somewhere it's happening. I don't know where.
I know, it keeps going in and out like every 2 seconds now.
Right?
I have no idea who's
I don't know either. Up. It's something to do down there, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I think that's it, Ian. We're good.
Alrighty, man.
We hung out. Look forward to Cutthroat Metalcast in the future. We're going to work on it. We'll get something going, dude.
The hockey cast, that's going to be on Podbean also.
Cool, yeah.
And then it's going to be on SoundCloud.
Nice. Podbean's great. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
I use it all the time.
So, yeah, I'm going to start probably doing that about February as well.
All right, there you go.
The end of January.
When's hockey season? That's when it starts?
Well, hockey's been going on. It's pretty much halfway through the season now.
Oh, all right.
So I'm just waiting for all my equipment to come in.
Ah.
So.
All right, good. See, I'm inspiring other people. That's good. I'm glad. I want people to do shows and stuff. All right, everybody, that's it. Not for air, McPatches, Ian, Nation of Decay, Cutthroat Metalcast. All right, we'll be back later. Bye.